Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline is Chip Patterson from CBS Sports. Talk a little college football, college hoops, possibly. What's up, Chip?
How's it going?
Actually, you know what? Let's start with college hoops because we mentioned the Rick Pitino story a little earlier in the show. Pitino says he recommends maybe just eliminating kind of the early part of the season in college hoops and just start with league games in January. Do you think that's a viable possibility?
I think that we could definitely see the college basketball schedule being altered because of the way that the universities are treating the fall semester. And we've seen in a lot of the university plans involve not coming back for Thanksgiving, for example, and trying to limit the way the fall semester works. And for an athletic director, honestly, they're probably still sweating about, you know, how many tens of thousands they're going to be able to get temperature checks and waivers signed to be able to get into a football stadium right now. There are far less logistical hoops in terms of travel with the college basketball team compared to college football. But look, I'm anticipating a college football season with some scheduling adjustments. I'm anticipating that much like when we've got a natural disaster or a hurricane that cancels some games, I think that we're going to get some games canceled during the college football season. And when it comes to adjusting the college basketball season, I have to say that, like, yeah, some of these Thanksgiving tournaments, some of these holiday tournaments, if we are still dealing with the virus in this country and in our community like we are right now, then you've got to think that some of those situations where you're getting a lot of travel, you're bringing a lot of people together from a lot of different places into a close community, they're going to be called into question.
Yeah, so we're hearing the reports that the Ivy League are going to move the college football season to the spring. I'm also hearing from some people that they're thinking about just canceling fall sports altogether for the conference. You know, it's just someone who's kind of close to one of the schools. It may or may not happen. But do you think that there will be bigger conferences that will actually cancel all fall sports?
No, I don't. That's just my guess. That's not deeply sourced. I don't think anybody, even at the highest levels in conference offices of college sports, are feeling like they're standing on firm ground right now. I think that athletic directors, conference commissioners, university presidents, you know what they are? They're alphas, and they're problem solvers, and they are not the kind of people that like to fold. And I really think that, you know, there's a lot of motivating factors. You know, some of them are financial. Some of them are also just understanding that if you are able to work closely with the medical community, you can create a real tangible and intangible benefit for your university. So I have some of these conversations, and I put myself in the mindset of if I was an athletic director, I would not be ready to cancel, and I would not be the first one to cancel. In fact, I think about the Penn State athletic director, Sandy Barber, said just yesterday, you know, moving the football season to the spring, I consider that a very last resort. And that means that the mindset they're in right now is understanding that the fall sports calendar is going to be impacted. There are going to be some adjustments, but, you know, they're just not ready right now as things change by the week and by the month. You know, what if they do start to change for the better? You don't want to already have been the one to make a decision to call it quits.
So do you think that 100 every FBS school in college football. So let's call it 130 teams. I'm sure I'm off by a few, but do you think that every one of those programs will play football?
I can't say that.
Really?
Yeah, but you know, it's going to be a campus by campus like decision. And I think that there might be, out of 130 FBS schools, I could see there maybe being a situation. And you know what? I don't think that it would be like a we quit situation. It might be we brought everybody on campus and we had an outbreak. And so I say I don't think so, but it's also with a very heavy heart, understanding that I'm entertaining the idea that we are dealing with massive health issues when campuses reopen. I think that's probably what I'd be looking towards when I answer that question. I'm not thinking about a decision that's made in July. I'm thinking about kids come back in August, maybe even 1 week gets played, and if there's a massive outbreak on campus, a school just might decide to shut everything down. And I think that's a very real possibility for September.
Talking to Chip Patterson for CBS Sports, I saw that you wrote recently that it's too easy to pick champs in the ACC, Big Ten, and Big 12. It's just going to be the same teams, the Ohio States, the Oklahomas, the same teams as always winning those conferences, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, it's crazy because, all right, so for Oklahoma, you think in your head when you're going through it, you're like, all right, you know, Texas could creep up and they could win it. We've seen a Baylor, a TCU. There's other teams there that in your mind, you're like, Oklahoma's not the runaway favorite. But, man, the Sooners run that league. Like, the Red River rivalry is not a rivalry in the trophy case. Oklahoma's won 13 Big 12 titles since the formation of the conference from the Big 8 back in 1996. Texas has won 3, and they have the second most. Lincoln Riley alone has as many Big 12 championship trophies as the entire Texas program. And I just wanted to, like, zoom back and sort of bring that to the forefront because – Oklahoma, you know, we consider them to be one of the great college football programs. You know, Bud Wilkinson had it going in the 50s. Barry Switzer had it going in the 70s. Bob Stoops came back. But, like, that is some Florida State Bobby Bowden-like dominance where you were just running through the conference year after year after year. And I'm really curious to see whether or not another one of those teams, an Oklahoma State, a Texas, a Baylor, a TCU, who's going to be able to creep up and go get them because they are outpacing everyone. Clemson in the ACC, they are replicating what Florida State did in the ACC when Florida State won 70 of its first 72 ACC games upon joining the league in 1992. Like, it's ridiculous. And then I wanted to bring Ohio State into this because I wonder if the influence of Urban Meyer is going to lead to Ohio State going on a run that would be unprecedented in Big Ten history because Michigan ran off 6 straight Big Ten titles. Ohio State and Michigan have each had some runs of 5 straight Big Ten titles, but Ohio State's already got 3 under their belt, and you just look at the way they're pacing under Ryan Day, the way that Urban Meyer has transformed the recruiting, the infrastructure, the player personnel, like Penn State, Michigan, Wisconsin, like – y'all got to double down and try to keep up because Ohio State is pushing itself out in front of the pack in a way that's similar to what Oklahoma and Clemson have already done.
Chip, it looks like Mack Brown is trying to do some work down there in Chapel Hill in his second go-round with North Carolina. He lands number 7 overall player
Grimes,
in the class of 2021. Highly touted cornerback, a 5-star guy, Tony Grimes out of Virginia Beach. They beat out Georgia, Ohio State, Texas A&M, and Alabama for his services. Usually Carolina is not snagging that guy. What's Brown doing down there in Chapel Hill?
He's going right back to what worked. I mean, he built North Carolina, little old North Carolina in the 1990s, back-to-back top 10 AP poll finishes before he left to go to Texas. And he did it with in-state talent, and he did it by going to the 757, to the Virginia Beach, Hampton Roads area. And it is just this serendipitous time is a flat circle moment because when Mack Brown was at North Carolina in the 90s, he went up there and he got a player named Dre Bly. And Dre Bly went on to be a college football Hall of Famer, and he went on to be a Pro Bowler, an all-pro cornerback, and a Super Bowl champion in the NFL. And when Mack Brown is going to get a superstar cornerback from the 757 in 2020, guess who's going right there with him? cornerbacks coach Dre Bly. Wow. Dre Bly is a Virginia Sports Hall of Famer. His name is gold around there. His name is on a stadium in the 757, and he was the lead recruiter on Tony Grimes. I just see Mack Brown going right back to the well and realizing right here in this area, we've got the kind of talent that we need to build. The addition and the thing that I think Mack Brown has really learned is that he knows he's got to have elite quarterback play. And what they did last year with Sam Howell, true freshman quarterback, lighting it up, just throwing for a whole bunch of yards, like 40 touchdowns, that really was a signal to everyone because Mack Brown had Sam Howell flip from his Florida State commitment to come to North Carolina. And in this upcoming recruiting cycle, there's another connection to the North Carolina program, a quarterback named Drake May, and he was committed to Alabama. He decommits from Alabama and commits to North Carolina. So Mack Brown has flipped quarterbacks from Florida State and Alabama, and he's beating the likes of Georgia, Ohio State, and Texas A&M for five-star cornerbacks, and he is just rounding up all the best players in the state, and this is just good timing. 24/7 Sports, our partners on the recruiting side, they've let us know this year, the 2021 cycle, is the best year for talent in the state of North Carolina. And he's cleaning up with it. So a bunch of things are all coming together. And we had Tony Grimes' commitment on CBS Sports HQ earlier this week. And he almost, the words he was saying sounds like it was right off of Mack Brown's recruiting pitch because he said, we saw what North Carolina did last year and that wasn't with his players. And now, you know, we're all going to round it up. I'm going to start helping recruit this class and we're going to try to go get that natty. Now, of course, any high school player is going to talk about going to get that natty, but I think the message is real. It's like, look, we already exceeded expectations in year one. Mack Brown's hire was kind of scoffed at by a lot of the national media. They thought it was like, oh, this is cute. This is sweet. And I think that there has been a real revitalization of enthusiasm around Chapel Hill for that football program. And look, that's tough. You're sitting there in the shadow of a national championship-winning basketball program, and you got to get the whole campus community together. And Mack Brown is the kind of figure that can do it. And he's really found a second wind in this next stint of his career.
And Cakes, this Grimes kid can go to Sup Dogs twice a week for lunch.
Yes, he can. That's true.
Chip, you're unbelievable. You're awesome. By the way, JP, I think Chip's going to make an appearance on our Saturday show here very soon. Chip, let me ask you this. Getting back to quarterbacks at OU, of course, they've had Baker and Kyler and Hurts. They've had some studs. Now steps in Spencer Rattler. I believe he's going to win the job at Oklahoma. Talk to me about Spencer Rattler. I know he's kind of a pro style. Is he kind of a combo Mayfield Hurts? Is he just a pro style? Can he run a little bit? The big arm? What does he got?
He's not going to lead, in my opinion, he's not going to lead to the kind of offense that they ran with Hurts because Hurts was a power rush attack. Right. It was, you know, they had CeeDee Lamb, but outside of that, they weren't really spreading the ball around. It wasn't quite like it was with Baker Mayfield, which is much more dividing the target, spread the field, true air raid. I mean, it was basically the triple option disguised in the spread is what another Big 12 coach said about Oklahoma's offense with Jalen Hurts. This is going to be a little bit closer to backing it up and slinging it around. I think that Spencer Rattler needed to learn and needed to grow a lot. He showed a lot of arm talent right when he showed up on campus, but it was noticeable to me that the coaching staff wanted to keep him at least on that redshirt plan. Because remember, if you play four games or less, you can take a redshirt year.
Right.
So they were definitely watching his snaps. They were watching how many games he played. But you know, he's going to be going up against Tanner Mordecai, and Lincoln Riley is not ready to commit to a quarterback. I think that's just coach speak. I absolutely believe Spencer Rattler is going to win that job, but he had a little bit of growing to do before he was really going to thrive. Now I'm going to draw this connection because the same thing was thought about Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston showed up on campus, redshirted his freshman year, but they knew with the baseball talent and with that arm, they're like, this guy could be awesome. Sure enough, as a redshirt freshman, he leads Florida State to a 13-0 season, national championship, one of the most dominant seasons by any college football team in history. So Spencer Rattler's been able to really fine-tune himself, settle into his own skin, and continue to hone and develop his skills, Lincoln Riley is the best play caller and the best game planner in all of college football. Lincoln Riley will put any quarterback in a position to succeed. The raw skills have all been there, but still unproven. We saw him in spurts. We saw him in little bits, and nothing really popped at the time. But I think the ceiling is still very high. The ceiling is college football playoff, and the ceiling is winning the Big 12 championship again.
Chip, enjoyed having you on. People can follow you on Twitter, @Chip_Patterson. Thanks a lot for joining us, pal.
Thank you, Chip.
Sounds good. Y'all be well.
You too.
Chip is awesome.
He's very
and
good.
Again, just hope there's a college football season.
I'm from 757.
He loves 757 like Kevin McCarthy.
I'm from 757.
How old is that clip?
Oh.
It was when Drake had a beef with
Pharrell.
No, not Pharrell.
Hey, it's Pharrell. I'm checking it out.
The kid who rapper who outed him for having a secret child.
Oh yeah. Oh.
I forget the guy's name. He was in like the Click or something.
I'm sure that helps. Are you kidding?
Pusha T?
Yeah, yes. Pusha T.
Pusha T.
I'm just looking. I just Googled Drake beef.
I'm from 757.
So white.
He's the least athletic person ever to come out of the 757.
Right.
All right.
Least athletic person to ever come out.
Coming up next. Oh, we're going to open up Cakes' entertainment page?
We are, yes. Here's your tease. Ooh. How about a comedian that spread the coronavirus to basically his entire radio staff? We'll get into that and more next on Cakes' entertainment page.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on an Open Line Thursday, presented by Window Nation. You search it for new windows and doors, search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time, installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live. Let's go to the phones, 800-636-1067. You want to chime in? Dennis is in Ruston. Dennis, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Morning, guys. How you guys doing this morning?
What's up, Dennis?
Hello, Dennis.
Man, you know, I tried calling in about, I guess it was about 20 minutes ago, and I told you guys that I wanted to comment on this Redskin name change thing, because every time I hear about it, it just gets me furious. And then you guys started talking about that other topic. I didn't understand really how you guys worked the show, so I just said, oh, well, they don't want to talk to me. But anyway, I decided to try back again. And the Redskins name change guys, is, in my opinion, and most, I would say, Redskins fans that have been around for any kind of time at all, I think it's ridiculous, and it's absurd. And then they're going to try to hold Snyder hostage and say, okay, well, if you don't change the name of the team, we're not going to let you bring the team back to D.C. Okay, fine, no problem. We don't need to go back to D.C. anyway, in my opinion. Okay, who wants to go back to a town where the mayor doesn't even support anything? Okay, there's no support out of D.C. really for anything anyway.
The mayor doesn't support anything. Yeah. I think that's a stretch. You might have a problem with her, but the mayor doesn't support anything.
I mean, didn't they start talking about politicians too? Okay, you know, the politicians haven't done anybody a whole lot of good either. Changing the name of the Redskins is not going to work. It's not going to work.
Let me just ask you this, and there's a lot of people that agree with you. In fact, a lot of the surveys that the Redskins would point to point to the vast majority of people that do not want a name change. I just want to know if you're open to the possibility that there may be some who are offended by the name.
Yes, I am. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay.
Of course. But you
so
know,
why are you so angry?
Because the world's angry right now. I can understand it.
They won't give up on it. They won't give up on it. And the Redskins will. No, it's just I don't agree with it, sir. Okay, and I understand it might upset some people. I get upset about other things too in sports. Okay, mm-hmm. And I just suck it up and drive on. And that's my opinion. I mean, moving back to D.C., we don't need to move back to D.C.
Well, the problem is that they haven't been able to find a site really in Virginia or Maryland, and in D.C. they
keep them out of Virginia.
They look at that RFK site, and that seems to be a viable possibility. But in essence, the politicians are saying, "Hey, if you want RFK, you got to change the name."
This is what I'll say to Dennis.
Yes,
Dennis, you still there, buddy?
A message to Dennis.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Happy July 4th weekend.
Same to you guys. You guys be safe, and thank you for taking my call. Okay.
All right.
You too, Dennis.
Hey,
Dennis.
Rick from Reston, right.
Hey, he just wanted
to get it off his chest.
Yeah, certainly.
Let's go to Poker T on line 3 from Suitland. Poker T, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Junks? How's everything?
What's up, Poker T?
So, I was just wanted to chime in about yesterday when you was talking about the college football and how you said like 1 out of 1,000 people will die. So you have to put
it in.
No,
that was a Dennis Dodd article.
That was
citing one.
Yeah, that was
one scientist
who was just basing it off of the overall numbers from kids ages 18 to 22. But go ahead.
Right, correct. So even if just one kid dies, so imagine if that was your child and how furious you would be. So even if they sign the waivers or anything, I mean, it's still going to be so detrimental where they can't take that chance. So, I mean, JP, I think if you were talking about the liability waivers, then I definitely don't know if people will be willing to sign that. So,
well, if they're not willing to sign it, then they don't play. That's what I would say.
But they may not even go to school, because what if it's just not even regular, if it's just regular school and studies, not even dealing with sports, and they come back too fast? I mean, even sports is going to come back too fast, because, again, if 1, 2, 3 people die, that's just going to magnify everything that's already going on. Like you said, the media is crazy, and as a result, we're going to go back into a pandemic again.
Looking at the numbers, and they may believe that nobody is going to die. The worrisome thing is there are so many guys in football in particular that are technically morbidly obese, that battle sleep apnea, so they fall into these high-risk categories. But, again, that was one guy, his numbers. And Dennis Dodd, I'll defend him on this. It was mostly kind of a hypothetical article. I read the article.
Yeah.
It was a lot of, this could happen. This might happen.
Yeah.
You know, as we just talked to our previous guest, they don't know what's going to happen. Like a month from now, it can be entirely different. I believe yesterday was the most COVID cases that this country has ever had. We hit over 50,000 in one day. At the same time, there seem to be less deaths overall, and a lot more younger people are catching it. So those circumstances may be different a month from now when we really would be ramping up towards college football.
Well, and what would happen if there's no vaccine until next year, right? If there's one next year. I mean, are you going to cancel college football or spring sports or fall sports again?
See, I think they're going to have the sports, because what we're seeing is, like, internationally, you've got soccer going on over, you know, I mean, we talked about it weeks ago with the Bundesliga starting, and you've got these other leagues going. You've got the PGA Tour now going. You've got NASCAR going. So sports are making a comeback. They may not be the same without the fans. It may seem different, but they're coming back, and there's so much money in college sports, as you said, and then college football drives the budgets of all of these universities. There's huge incentive from them to put out a product.
I would agree. I think all of these schools are going to say at the end of the day, now there could be a few outliers, and I'm sure there'll be schedule adjustments, but all of these schools are going to say, look, the percentages that these kids are going to get real sick or are going to die are so small, we can't affect the futures of all these other kids because of those small percentages and those small stats. So I agree. I think that they're going to go forge ahead. Some people may not agree with it, but so be it.
And I haven't seen any news about the Clemson players. Like, Clemson was one of those schools that was really hit by the coronavirus, right? I think there were roughly about 30 players that tested positive.
Yeah.
If we heard that a bunch of those guys were really sick, like near death, I think things would be different, but we haven't heard that.
Yeah, they reported no hospitalizations of any of those kids.
All right,
by the way, you knew that once these kids got back together on campus, you knew that there was going to be an outbreak.
Right, you
just
know it's
going to
spread. It's inevitable.
And it didn't matter if it was going to be in July or if it was going to be in August or if it's going to be in October. Once they get all together, you knew there was it was going to spread. And I guess that's the whole, what's that, the herd immunity mentality. Maybe it's good that these kids are getting it now. And they're not getting it in October or November when they're playing games. I don't know.
I'm sure they'll be spread during games because guys are on top of each other. I mean, you think about it. You hear about all these stories where a group of people, they go to a bar and they sit down and have dinner together. And then all of a sudden, 16 of them have coronavirus. So it's probably, you know.
But my point is that's going to happen anytime. Right. It's going to happen at some point.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I mean, hopefully the college football season will start on time. Yeah. And there won't be a problem. We'll see. Like I said, a month from now, 6 weeks from now, could be an entirely different circumstance in this country.
We will see.
All right. Let's open up the entertainment page. We'll switch gears, touch on the Hollywood, the music scene, get the latest celebrity gossip from Cakes. And I believe the EP is sponsored by Wave Soda.
Yes, Wave Soda is awesome. Super simple. Just bubbly water with a splash of real juice and a little bit of caffeine. It's unsweetened, so no stevia or artificial sweeteners, just a clean finish. Only 2 to 6 grams of sugar, 15 to 25 calories per can. You go to wavesoda.com, you enter our code JUNKIES, and you get 15% off your order. Here's your lead story. Here's the headline. Comedian D.L. Hughley believes he might have unknowingly spread coronavirus to his radio team and to his son. He says he was asymptomatic. He says he's doing well after testing positive for coronavirus in late June. He was tested after he collapsed on stage while performing in Nashville, despite not showing any symptoms of the virus. Now, although his recovery is going smoothly, his team at his radio show all tested positive for COVID-19, including his two co-hosts and his son. His daughter, who, quote, wore a mask the whole time, did not test positive. Okay,
well,
so for all of you anti-maskers out there, don't be stupid. Wear a mask.
Pretty confident that none of us will be able to pass on the virus to each other as we haven't seen each other for 3.5 months.
Yeah, the last time I saw any of you donkity donks in person was when JP dropped off the Comrex in my very crowded driveway. With a bunch of cars that I don't drive and a bunch of cars that I'm still paying insurance on.
Yeah.
Oh, it's tilting.
By the way, is D.L. Hughley from the 757?
I'm not sure where D.L. Hughley hails from.
I thought he was. I thought he was from the 757. Maybe I got
I'm from 757.
Thank you, Kevin McCarthy.
I do have a picture with D.L. Hughley.
You do?
I think so. Didn't D.L. Hughley come into studio?
Yeah,
he came with George Lopez, I believe.
Yeah, that was so weird.
And, of course, I got a photo.
Of course you did.
Because that's what I do.
We bombarded them, didn't we? They were here for PGC, I think.
They were here for PGC and Joe Claire, and we begged them to come over and do a segment with us.
Jason, are you excited that Beavis and Butthead has found a new home? Because I am.
Drabby and Valdez found a new home?
Is it a new hack home or are you returning to an old home?
Hey, you liked it, though.
I didn't like it.
There's going to be Drab's daughter's twin's name.
Right, right.
So Beavis and Butthead are going to be rebooted on Comedy Central as part of a big deal, an expansive deal with the creator of the series, Mike Judge. So all of you Beavis and Butthead marks out there, you're going to get some new episodes.
What's next? The Jerky Boys are going to make a comeback?
You think the Jerky Boys are
I'd
funny?
Be sized.
Like, one of my entire banks on the replay machine is filled with Jerky Boy drops.
Yep, they were great.
Sue everybody. My eyes are going crazy. All those. All Jerky Boys.
I understand.
They play a pivotal role on this show. How dare you?
When did the Jerky Boys actually become popular? Was that like early 90s? 91, 92.
Yeah, I think that's about right.
Yeah. I just remember listening to those tapes just for hours. They were so funny.
Here's a headline that's tilting on a lot of different fronts. A porn company is offering UCLA Athletics a $205 million sponsorship deal after Under Armour announced it wants to terminate its contract. Because Under Armour is just belt tightening. They signed this ludicrous deal with UCLA. Like, I want to say it was like a 13 or 15 year deal. And now they want to wriggle their way off the hook and not pay it.
Right.
Because they feel like they're not getting the proper exposure and marketing benefit from UCLA. They just want to back it. They don't want to pay UCLA another $200 million.
And they're right, by the way, because UCLA doesn't win anymore, so they're not getting the exposure.
Right. So Valdez's favorite site, Cam Soda, is now stepping into the void.
Cam Newton Soda?
Cam Newton Soda, and they want to become the apparel sponsor for UCLA.
Well, smart. If you're the UCLA president, do you take the deal? $205 million.
I mean, it's a lot of money.
A huge deal.
That's a huge deal.
What if it dwarfs, you know, Adidas by $30 million?
Yeah, I think you got to go with the money.
UCLA, apparently their athletic department is busto, so I think you have to consider all options.
What if we were able to strike a deal with Cam Soda?
Yes.
To be the official clothing sponsor of the Junkies.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to see cakes for money, I know, would do
How
anything.
How much are they paying?
But what if it was just a trade? They're just going to give you free golf shirts, free t-shirts.
No way.
Hats.
No. Man. No. We need cold hard cash, JP. A Cam Soda polo doesn't pay the bills. Last time I checked.
But it's nice. Like, I enjoy wearing these NBC Sports Washington shirts. Nice golf shirt I'm wearing today. We didn't pay for it.
I'll tell you what. $205 million pays a lot of coaches' salaries.
It does. It pays Chip. It gives Chip Kelly a lot of chips.
I think that they have to seriously consider that deal.
Who the hell is their basketball coach now? I've lost track of UCLA. So remember, there was Ben Howland, then you had Steve Alford.
Yeah.
Who the hell is their coach now?
I'll give you a hint. He used to coach at University of Cincinnati.
Oh, I forget that donk's name. Yeah, he's good.
He's bald, right? Or am I mixing him up with somebody else?
Definitely bald.
He's a baldy. He's a fellow baldy. Oh, what was his name? I can't pull it.
I'll give you the initials. MC.
Is it Mac something?
I don't think Cakes has ever heard this guy's name before.
Mick Cronin. Mick Cronin.
Oh, I've heard his name.
Yes, Mick
Cronin. I mean, I don't really care about him. I don't know much
He's
about
a feisty
him.
Little SOB, I'll tell you that. Sure he can coach, though. He can coach.
You know when UCLA hoops is good? When Bill Walton was there.
Well, they're going to get...
How long ago was that?
I'll just say this. They will get better. They will get better under Cronin. They started to get better last year at the end of the year.
I think they made the Final Four under Howland, Cakes.
Yep.
Okay, they made it. They were once in the last, 20 years? Whoopie-doo. that gets a big whoopie-doo from your boy over here.
All right, got to take a break if you want to chime in. It is Open Line Thursday, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
Selling a little? Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. So, Jason, are the Nationals practicing today at Nats Park? I saw on ESPN.com they said that Bryce Harper was hitting homers yesterday in Philly.
Yeah, I did. I saw some clips of Harp. There was a limited amount of players that I saw. I don't know if they're staggering the times right now as they just get started. But
have you connected with Rizzo lately?
I haven't talked to Riz in a while. I haven't talked to him in a while.
We should try and connect with
him. I think the last time I actually talked to him was when we had him on the show.
Yeah, we should try and get him back on next week to see what's doing.
I thought I read in the paper that they're going to be starting tomorrow over in Nats Park. Gotcha. It'll be pretty cool to start, too. It'll be 97 degrees.
Yeah, brutal. Nice weather.
I mean, I guess that's better than playing in 45 degrees when they usually start the season, but that won't be fun.
Cakes, did you have more EP, or shall we launch into the very popular weekend preview?
Let me see.
By the way, Valdez, Ricky Fowler's showing up early, 4-under through 7 at the Rocket Mortgage Classic. He's had a poopy year. I think he's made 2 cuts out of 8 events. Finally decided to show up early. Of course, he'll probably fade like the sun.
He's made swing changes this year and putting changes, too.
Why did he have to make putting changes? He's always been a great putter. I don't know.
Let's rock the golf world.
Oh, okay. We can dive back into a few EP stories. Here's something that is entertaining. This is not EP related. That Matt
by the
Valdez
way,
is...
by the way, Kicks, real quick, sorry.
Yeah.
Ben Hallen didn't go just one Final Four. He went to 3 consecutive Final Fours. Just want to throw that out there.
Oh, he's pretty damn good.
Okay, that's fine.
UCLA
used to be known for winning national titles, so I guess just going to Final Fours is the bar now. They stink. They're irrelevant now.
They've had a couple decent, like during the Charles O'Bannon years, Cakes. They weren't bad.
When was that?
I don't know.
Charles O'Bannon? Are you kidding me? Charles and Ed O'Bannon? Do you know how long ago they played at UCLA?
Yeah, mid-90s.
Ed O'Bannon.
Okay, but you went back to Bill Walton.
Ed O'Bannon.
I'm just saying that they had some teams that were pretty good. You know, who's Tyce Edney?
Cakes.
Ed Thanks. O'Bannon has been selling cars in Vegas for 25 years.
All I'm
That's
saying,
how long
Case,
ago that was.
You said once in the last 20 years. It was 3 consecutive in the last 20 years. Just wanted to point it out. So
That's
they haven't
fine.
Been irrelevant for that long. But forge ahead.
Still kind of irrelevant. I will dive back into the EP, but here's what really entertains me. That Matt Valdez and Sam Adams stock is he's going to – Valdez is going to be the next Jeff Bezos because he's going to be so rich. $570 a share. Valdez.
What's the
happy,
context? I
happy
have no
4th
idea.
Of July weekend to Matt Valdez.
I'll have a Truly to celebrate.
What's yes. the context? I mean, what was it a year ago?
I don't know. I just know that it's way higher now than when Matt Valdez stumbled into however many shares he owns. So good for him.
Wow.
That entertains me greatly.
I had no idea it was that high. 566.
Yes.
Just crushing. Just a monster.
It's up 11 bucks just today in 13 minutes.
That's it? I saw it was like 19 pre-market.
Yeah, it's up 10.64 right now. Still up.
Quick EP
It's better
story.
Than ICPT, I'll tell you that.
JP's favorite white rapper of all time, Vanilla Ice, is throwing a 4th of July weekend concert deep in the heart of coronavirus-laden Texas. So he found a loophole, apparently.
How many people are going to go? About 8?
Outdoor bar?
The venue is named the Emerald Point Bar and Grill. It's on the shores of Lake Travis. It's technically a restaurant, even though it has a large-capacity outdoor general admission concert space. So apparently, it fits into some sort of loophole where he can go have a concert with thousands of people that attend. I don't understand how that's possible. And why would you go see Vanilla Ice in 2020?
And Cakes, everybody knows my favorite white rapper of all time is MCOK.
Right.
MCOK from the white rapper contest on the show from 20 plus years ago. That's your guy.
Hold on, I'm just reading this. Tickets are going to go up from anywhere from $25 to $300. Who would buy a $300 ticket to go see Robbie?
Apparently a
desperate,
lot. Because
desperate for live entertainment.
The VIP seating is sold out.
Really? For Robbie Van Winkle?
According to this article.
Oh, my God. I guess you're right. Desperate people.
Do you know who is
opening? Just want to get out of the house.
This is the Norwich House Dream Concert from back in the College Park days.
Uh-oh.
It's Vanilla Ice, the headliner. Do you know who the opener is?
Give me a hint. All right, gave me one.
Another white rap / R&B.
Like a boy band?
Not really boy band, but kind of in, along that same line.
Color Me Bad?
Color Me Bad.
No way.
Is going to be opening for Vanilla Ice. Around.
How old are those guys?
Is Snow going to be there too to do Informer?
I don't think Snow is on the bill, but you do have. Here's what you have: you've got Color Me Bad, you've got Vanilla Ice, you've got sold out VIP, and probably 500 cases of the Rona floating around, if not more. That sounds like something I want to be a million miles away from this July 4th weekend.
Color Me Bad, so hard to.
All they want to do is sex you up, Jason.
That's true. That's what they wanted to do.
That's what they're so.
How many members
to do?
Did they have three members or four?
At least three, maybe four.
Those guys got to be 50 years old.
Yeah, just like all these guys in the Zoom boxes that I'm looking at outside of the producers.
Hey, I'm 49, Cakes, and you are
so
too.
So am I, but I'm 50 next month. I'm lumping myself in there.
All right, let's go to our pal Bruce the Hugger. He's on the line. What's up, Bruce?
Bruce?
Good morning, Bruce.
Hold on.
He's still getting vetted and prepped.
Yeah.
Bruce, you there?
Hold on. Drab's going to talk to him again.
Yeah, let him get properly situated.
Oh, okay. I got you.
I think he needs a few more seconds.
Bruce is a little fuzzy this morning.
Is he? Well, we all are.
I think everybody's ready for the July 4th
weekend. Let's bring Bruce back up.
Yes, let's.
Bruce.
Hey, Bruce.
Good morning, Junkie.
Good morning, Bruce.
I have an announcement to make. Drab should name his twin goat Mima and Pima.
No, he's trying to say he should name his twin girls Meemaw and Peepaw.
Oh, yeah. Yes. That's the Cakes bit?
I think you should, Drab. That would be a great show bit. Be evergreen.
Is this like a Cakes Twitter bit? Maybe you should retweet it at Chunks Radio. I've never seen it. This is just the bit you do with your daughter?
Yeah, it's just an in-house bit that somehow made its way to the radio.
We sniffed it out.
That's funny. Yes.
The sleuth producers, they're on to me.
All right, Cakes, any plans for the three-day weekend? That's a no.
No,
huge pause.
None whatsoever.
I'm playing golf today, and I'm sweating my gonads off.
Have fun.
All right, we got to get it out of here.
Wear a cotton shirt.
Everybody, happy 4th of July. Grant, Danny, they're up next right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.